Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get right into it today, aren't we, Serta? Interesting. Interesting selection.
I like it.
It's like Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, that's... I will say now there's intrigue. I have no idea what you're gonna bring us back with.
I kind of like this one.
Okay,
keep this one in there.
That's how we're starting today on a Tuesday. Okay,
all right.
It is Cody and Gold hanging out, getting this off to a good start. It appears here on the show. Of course, you can hit us up on Twitter at Alex Gold, at Cody B. Tapp, at Steven Serta on Twitter, and the Smitty's Garage Burger and Beer text line 913-576-7610. Coming up in about 30 minutes, you'll hear from Scott Frost, and it looks like Nebraska trying to be able to play outside of the Big Ten if needed. Is that actually realistic? And also in the 11 o'clock hour, it's the Tuesdays. That means the Forum. Rob Britton from The Drive going to join us in studio. But where are we at with college football? It's an absolute mess. Continues to be an absolute mess. And it looks like... at this point, we've got a little standoff in a way between players and coaches together. They're all united, it appears, players and coaches, and then the school presidents. It's coaches versus school presidents. It's a lot like realignment from 2010 because you also now have politicians at every level seemingly now involved in pushing what they believe should be happening. There's, as we know, so much money involved in this, and it seems like if you're a player... you do want to play. Nobody's ever questioned that. And if you're a coach, you're certainly not going to be the one football coach that says, yeah, all the guys are telling me they want to play, but I'm gonna tell them we can't play. Every coach, of course, is going to come out and say they want to play. So I'm not surprised to see players and coaches are united on this, and now it's president versus coach, essentially, at the university level.
It's logic versus not logic. The problem is that coaches and players will always risk their own safety to play the sport. Not every player, not every coach, but a large majority. And you need people who will see the other side of this argument to do it. And what we saw yesterday, and the reason why we didn't get a cancellation yet from the Big Ten, who said to have a call this morning, same as the Big 12, the reason why we didn't see those cancellations yet is because what I think the Big Ten was hoping for, Gold, is that they were going to have some people who were going to go arm in arm with them down the road of college cancellation and everything would be fine. And then they found out that they didn't have as much support as they thought they did. The report that the Pac-12 is still going to cancel no matter what the Big 12 did. Now I'll wait to see on all these. I'm not convinced anybody necessarily is going down yet, only because it seems like they're looking for some support to go with it. But we saw kind of what I thought was going to happen. Some conferences are looking to postpone their season to the spring schedule, and other conferences are not willing to do that. The SEC does not appear ready to budge at all. And the ACC feels like they'll go along with what the SEC does, and then the Big 12 is sitting around like, hey guys, are we supposed to play? I'm confused. Because, you know, that's how it goes for the Big 12 on occasion.
The Big 12 seems to have a ton of power right now out of all the – they're kind of
the
one
that – they're like the swing vote.
If you see there's the meme floating around, it's like The Bachelor. It was the meme where the Big 12's got the rose and all the other conferences are waiting for that rose and want to find out if they're the one that's chosen. It seems like that's where the SEC is at and the ACC. Like, is the Big 12 going to pick us or is the Big 12 going to pick the Big 10 or the Pac-12? It seems like that's where it's at.
I think it's not as much power as that because I don't think – the Big 12 is going to change the SEC and the ACC's decision to try to play college football this year. Where the Big 12 could have some weight is if they decide to pick up some of the passerbys who are looking for a possible home if their conference won't allow them to play. Like the Big 12 can be the, you know, like all of a sudden becomes incredibly dateable, which is very different than where they were. You mentioned conference realignment. That is not who they were. They were desperately trying to find a girl to take home at 3 a.m. at the end of conference realignment. Like, hey, West Virginia, you want to play football with us? Yay. Don't you remember? I mean, that's how it went down, right? Like some of the schools in the Big 12, and it's worked out. Like some of the schools have ended up being better programs than we originally thought, right? It was like, oh, look, they've actually been better on. West Virginia is probably still the one. I think if you went back on, you might want to have gone a different direction than you did there. And at the time, their football program was at least good. It is not as good now. It's fine. It's not, you know, it's not like epically bad, but it's not great or anything. But they're in a weird position because it seems like they were kind of hoping people were going to make the decision for them. If all the majority decided to play, the Big 12 was going to play. If all the majority had decided not to play, I think the Big 12 would have been like, okay, we won't play. And now what's happened is it still feels like the Pac-12 is going to go down. The Big 10 feels like it's leaning that direction, although they're wavering. And the SEC and ACC seem like they're determined to play. Now the Big 12 is like, ooh, not sure which way we're supposed to go with this.
Well, I think it's just pressure is what we've seen change in the last 48 hours. When it got to be all the reports about the Big 10 or any of these conferences seriously considering postponing their football seasons to the spring and ultimately maybe having to outright cancel it, you have the coaches and the players and athletic directors, and that's really three separate groups of individuals putting immense public pressure and pressure otherwise on the university presidents and therefore the conference commissioners, and they're hoping that that will make the result different. I don't know if it actually is going to be. What it may have done, though, is bought them time. It may have made it so a decision doesn't come as quickly. It seemed like the Big Ten today may have that decision made. If that was reports yesterday, we'll see as today progresses, does it get to that point in time? But that, I think, is what they might be able to actually accomplish. If you're trying to pinpoint what's the end result based off of the recent reaction from coaches and players, I think it at least delays it a little bit. But at the same time, I understand the frustration from the players and the coaches, because it's, if you are going to continue to tell us that you're hearing from your medical experts, you're hearing from consultants, whatever it may be, that, hey, this is not something that's feasible for us to do, play college football. Okay, then show us what they are actually providing you data-wise. And I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later on. There's reportedly a study from Pac-12 and some of their medical doctors that was leaked out that suggests about some long-term health impact that maybe has the Pac-12 more concerned than anything else. Is that the information that Big Ten and everybody else has? If so, if you want to also alleviate some of the negative pressure that's, you know, PR around it, then go ahead and release some of that information. Maybe that will make it more understandable for some people versus them just hearing you're trying to shut down college football. Oh my goodness, what are you doing? You're overreacting. That if you actually have something more there to show people, maybe it makes more sense for others. I don't think that all these conferences by the end of the week we're going to know one way or the other what they're doing. No, I think especially to your point about the SEC. I mean, it's they have till the 29th of September till their first game. There's no reason for the SEC to make that decision today. There's some of these other conferences have a little bit less time to wiggle with. And for example, what some of the coaches are saying. This is Louisville's head coach Satterfield who said, you know what, they need football.
In my opinion, you know, if they ended up opting out of this fall, then, you know, what are our guys going to go do? You know, what's going to be their purpose at that point? You know, these guys have been playing football most of their lives, and we're in the fall. In the fall, we play football. That's what we do. You know, so what are they going to do at that point? Are they going to just, we have all these protocols. We're testing. We're doing all these things to prevent any spread of this virus. But if they don't have purpose, they're 18 to 22 year olds. I mean, do we think they're just going to sit in their room 24 hours a day? It's not going to happen. I mean, that's the reality of it. So this gives them purpose. This gives them structure, and it enables them to stay safe.
I don't like the way some adults in power in college talk about college kids, though. Like, I give them a hard time, right? Like, kids are stupid. They'll do dumb things. But they're not going to stay in their room 24 hours a day. Like, he's giving, like, they need structure. He's talking, like, some kids will handle their business. This has nothing to do with college football in my mind. Some kids, some adults will handle their business. I don't have to go any further than looking at the Indians or the Cardinals or the Marlins to see sometimes grown men can't handle their business. Grown women can't. Like, it's person to person. You, Gold, during this entire run, have been to, like, 15 places in 6 months. I've been to like 12. Serta's been to like 14 if we include the camping trip he took that didn't take him in town. Like, we talked about, like, how many places, like, you know, we've gotten carry out, or we, you know, occasionally I have to go to the grocery store. I'm obviously exaggerating the number of places
Sure. We
have been. But, like, for the most part, I have gone nowhere and done nothing. So it's not to say that, and that doesn't mean you can't go somewhere or do something and still be safe and smart about it, too. It's not like Scott Satterfield needs to maybe have a little more faith that people can handle their business outside of it. I understand he's saying, I'm giving the structure to make sure they don't get in trouble. But that hasn't stopped these other conferences or schools or teams from still getting in trouble.
Go ahead, sir.
It's just, it's frustrating to listen to these adults, and their reasoning, at least the way they're trying to portray it, is this is better for them. It's safer for them. We're going to make sure that they stay out of trouble and that they do what they need. Like, I would have less of an issue with it if they were just honest about it. If they were just, we're going to lose a ton of money, and we don't know if our athletic program is going to be able to recover from it. We need to play sports because we need money. Like, at least be honest about it. Don't stop trying to act like your priority is the safety of the players and of the kids by saying we need them to come in and play football because they're not going to be responsible if they don't have that foundation in place. That's ridiculous.
And we'll hear from Scott Frost over at Nebraska coming up at 10:30, about 20 minutes from now, because he was honest. I felt like he was very honest, to your point a little bit there, sort of just about the money. He was honest about that. But I think
more than others are being,
you know, whether it's Satterfield at Louisville or it's Dabo, who had like a long conference call last night with the media. And we're going to continue to, you know, hear from coaches over the next couple of days and athletic directors, I'm sure. It seems like there's an immense amount of frustration. And I get it, because the coaches 2 or 3 months ago were told that, hey, these are all of the protocols you need to follow. This is like what needs to happen for you to have a season. And for the most part, they have followed those. And then now they're being told maybe you can't play. And I think that's part of the frustration.
Like, can't we play?
Right. Like, when Harbaugh yesterday from Michigan puts out their numbers, and they've done very well. They have a very small amount of positive cases, if any, right now across the athletic department. And they found a way to make it work to this point in time. And that's fantastic. And so I think that's where a lot of the frustration is. Like, wait a second. We've been doing this for a couple months. We've gotten through all these protocols. We've kept safe. Our players are being responsible, yada, yada, yada. And then you're still telling us we can't play. And I think that's where, from the player perspective, where those that have, which is a large majority, been responsible over the last couple of months, trying to make sure they can have a college football season. And then now they're being told they can't. I'm just trying to, I think that's important to note why, if you're wondering, well, why are they frustrated? It's because they feel like they've been doing what they've been asked, and it's still not going to be good enough for them.
Welcome to the regular world of everyday life.
Just saying.
When I stopped doing stuff months ago, and I still can't go to a movie or eat in a restaurant and feel comfortable. Like, I mean, it sucks, but this is also part of where we've all been. I understand what you're talking about, because that would bring me, and does bring me, immense frustration, just like anyone else. And I'm willing to listen to the fact that college football can continue for some of the reasons that other people have pointed out for being good reasons behind it. I think sometimes they try to hide behind the wrong reasons for college football. Like, oh, these kids will just get in a bunch of trouble. They're just hooligans if they don't play football. That's essentially what he just said. And you're like, that's the wrong reason to hide behind why college football can happen. There's a lot of reasons why college football can and might happen. That's not it.
We'll talk more about this. Again, you'll hear from Scott Frost at Nebraska. He's pretty much saying they're going to try to play whoever, wherever. It doesn't really matter. We'll hear from that in about 15 minutes. It looks like baseball, though, is going forward their plan for the postseason, and that would be perhaps holding it in a bubble-type format. Jeff Passan reporting that. This had been rumored for, really, from the beginning of the baseball season and during summer camp as well, but they're now having preliminary discussions at the highest levels to look at a bubble, and that Major League Baseball is embracing the bubble. And what could it look like? I think this is something that should be easily achievable for Major League Baseball, because we're talking a month, right? We're talking a month. We're not talking 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months to make it happen. 1 month, you can't have your World Series delayed. You just can't, for 1, financial reasons, 2, You have the weather impact. At some point, that could hit you if you let this thing drag out to late November or December. You just can't afford to do that. Look at what's happening. The Cardinals have played five baseball games. You can't let one team have an outbreak that delays the World Series. You can't have the Royals in the ALDS waiting around for 2 weeks. Yes, that's right. I said the Royals in the ALDS. You can't have them wait around for 2 weeks, Cody, for the next round of the playoffs to take place. Yeah.
I like your optimist attitude at the moment after the 1-4 game winning
streak. That's right. That's what four games will do for you.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I mean, they should be targeting LA or any of the retractable roof stadiums that are not, obviously LA is not retractable, but you get my point. So Texas or Houston, for example, with the Rangers and the Astros, three city bubble, that makes all the sense in the world for the postseason. And LA, the reason why I say LA, there was talk that because they lost the All-Star game, let them have the ability to have the neutral site World Series there.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Dodgers might be in the World Series.
To me, it's the easiest possible solution because you've had trouble and it's not endless trouble, right? The Royals aren't having any more positive tests right now. They're still having injury stuff, like Franchi Cordero went on the 60-day IL yesterday. They're still having, you know, injury issues, but they're not having any more positives. That had been mostly confined to just a couple of teams, and mostly the ones who we could now backtrack as being in trouble, right? Like breaking the rules. So we know that, like, the regular system is working, but just as an extra precaution because it was already written in, you're talking about a month. That's the shortest bubble anyone's been asked to be in. That's shorter than the MLS bubble. That's shorter than the NBA we've asked any particular league to be in. So for 1 month, if we ask you to bubble in three cities for the first part of the playoffs and in one city for the World Series, like, you just go 3-2-1. For the first round of it, it's everybody's in one city for that, and then it gets reduced to two. The same two of the three cities. We're not moving around. Two of the same three cities it in, and then we settle down into one final city for the World Series. And you know what? You can even leave both of those cities on notice as a possible so that it doesn't end up being the home city for one. Because if you have three bubble cities, you can avoid putting it in anyone's home park completely. And yeah, there's an advantage to being in your home park, even if there are no fans, if they're just going to let the Dodgers have the home dugout. This might surprise you to find out. It turns out dugouts are not equally nice at all parks, and sometimes the home dugout is nicer than the road
one. Just like the clubhouse, no question.
And what are you going to do, switch them every day with COVID? That's insane. You're not going to do that. You flip a coin for whoever gets the nicer one, but you just make sure it's not in the home dugout so that one team's not getting the distinct advantage over the rest.
I would fully expect baseball to move forward. There's honestly, what's the deterrent to doing this other than the last part, there might be an advantage if the bubble happens to be in the city of one of the teams that actually does make the postseason. You want to make sure you have a postseason. You want to have it without delays. You can't afford for your postseason to be delayed. So this is the way to do it. You do the bubble. I think this is a no-brainer approach.
Heck, they wanted to protect anyway. So this is a logical thing.
Yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me if we see, the NBA's bubble is going to end up going on for about 3 months or so. But is that out of the question even for the NFL, Cody? I mean, you think about Major League Baseball, they've got multiple games and more teams involved, and you only have one game in the NFL for the postseason for each team on a weekend. But is there a chance that you wanted to make sure you had your NFL postseason? Could the NFL end up just for the postseason going to kind of a bubble format? I don't think that's impossible as well, because you're only talking about a short period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, it's just not, asking much of them in this scenario to request, to request that. It's just not that crazy. I assume Major League Baseball will move forward with it. It makes all the sense in the world, and all you're trying to do is protect the maximum amount of value of dollar. If you're not the Cardinals, you've already played more than a quarter of your games. So you've made it a pretty decent stretch already. You're Kansas City, you've already played more than 25% of your games. Cardinals, not so much. Like, they got problems, and we got to solve that, but the Royals and those teams are in pretty good shape right now.
Cardinals have played five baseball games, and that'll be the case on Friday. I know we'll talk more about them. And
on Friday, it's Tuesday.
Like what options you have if you're Major League Baseball at this point, because what a mess that has been.
I've got it figured out, by the way. We can talk about it more later. They just forfeit all their games against the Royals, and those are wins for the Royals. Problem solved. Fixed it, everybody.
I mean, that does fit into the ALDS.
They can play somebody else.
That's how you can get to the ALDS, Cody. Just hand over some wins. So, no, we will talk a little bit more about that, but it's going to be, I think, a simple solution for baseball. They just got to figure out what cities they want to do it at. And I know people say, well, Texas, is that the state you want to go to? But the Rangers have a brand new retractable roof ballpark. That makes all the sense. You're not worried about rain delays postponing it either, because it's not just that. You still have the impact just of Mother Nature as well. And you don't want your baseball's biggest stage being postponed. You can't afford to do that with the way the schedule is set up and trying to get this thing in as quickly as possible as well. So we'll talk more baseball coming up in the next half hour. Did you see who is on Cameo? I know you're probably the biggest fan of Cameo on this show. Again, Cameo, it's celebrities, whoever are on there. You can pay them a certain fee, and they'll record a personalized video message to you. You can also chat with them for a select fee. And did you see who's on it? Bill Self made the announcement yesterday.
Bill, huh?
He's now on Cameo.
Hey, folks. Bill Self here, the Kansas University Jayhawks. I hope this message finds you and your loved ones safe and healthy during these very unique times we're all experiencing. I'm here today to tell you about a way we can hopefully have some fun, provide some entertainment, and raise a little money. All proceeds from this will go toward player-led initiatives on our campus and in our community, obviously promoting equality. All you have to do to get involved is go to the app Cameo. And when you do this, click on, and you'll find different ways in which maybe you can surprise one of your closest friends or a loved one. I think you'll like this. Check us out.
$100, Cody. Just $100, and it goes to a good cause as well. That seems like actually a pretty good bargain. If you consider what some of the
what do
pricing
you think he'll say? How far do you think he's willing to go? If I ask him to say something about the NCAA.
Bill, tell us your thoughts on the NCAA.
No, I got like a script.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot more like that Adidas video with the chains. Like, I went full swagger, Bill.
Uh-huh.
You should wear it in the video so he knows what you're about.
Ooh. Well, wait, that wouldn't work. He doesn't, you just, you
well,
just
I just
it,
tell
just type,
him
yeah,
what to wear.
Yeah.
It's not like a video chat.
No.
Well, that is available.
$2.99 for the chat. Now, I don't know if that, like,
that's what, probably text chat.
Yeah.
But there are ones where you can do like, Zoom calls.
Yeah, so he doesn't Bill's offer got
the,
that.
If he offered the Zoom call, then we're really talking Serta. But you can request.
Oh, he raised the price.
What?
It was $100 yesterday. It's $150. It was not one.
Somebody in that athletic department was like, $100 isn't enough.
So see, I told you $100 is way too good of a deal. It was $100 yesterday. Now it's $150. It's for charity, so it's a good cause.
Well, good news for $150, he might be even more willing to full middle finger the NCAA. And we could do it like in a really sleek way.
No, there's
it
a bunch of people totally have already paid. Money. There's now a bunch of different videos. Birthday celebration, someone had to do one. Yeah, he's already knocked out like 3 or 4, 5, 6.
Let us know on the Smitty's Garage Burger Beer text line 913-576-7610. What would you want Bill Self to say if you paid him for this? Somewhere between Adidas material or like firing off a joke about his hair is solid. Like, how about, can I just get a minute video of him like tugging on it? That was always the joke with it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, like, why not? Like, let's find out.
I was trying to look at.
I'm not even picking on it. I just, like, I want Bill to be in his natural form. He's reportedly one of the most charismatic.
Yes.
Controls the room.
Yeah.
Life of the party type of guys. I want full Bill, like, smoking jacket, 4 bourbons deep, let loose Bill. That's what I want. I don't even know if he drinks bourbon. That's just,
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I was trying just to see. Now, it's $150. It's a little bit different. But just to give you an idea of how underpriced I felt that was for a while, I was trying to just look up athletes, that what they charge. For example, just personal. Andrew Siciliano of NFL Network charges $60. And Bill Self was out here only charging $100. He was way too cheap.
Siciliano. Who else can I get for $100, though? Can I do better than Bill?
I mean, Emmitt Smith, $750 for Emmitt Smith.
New.
Thaddeus Lewis, $10. $10.
Hey, you can get Royals starting pitcher Chris Bubich.
That's right.
Who starts tonight for Kansas City for just $15.
And it goes to Royals charities too on that one. Terry Francona of the Indians.
Someone
$150.
Said he wants him to just say salty iguana.
He is.
Pay him just to say M-I-Z. There's no way he's doing that for $150. You're going to have to double it.
Yeah, that's not happening whatsoever. So there you go. Good cause at least with that. And the price has gone up in the last 24 hours.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.